We turn our attention today to Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Mem Aleph, 141. It is again a quite short kapitel with only 10 psukim, but it packs a wallop. It is one of the most powerful prayers of David HaMelech. It begins, Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai kirotzicha chusholi ha'azino koli bekori loch. Radak says that this kapitel Tehillim is written by David in response to the same set of tzoros that he addressed in the previous kapitel Kuf Mem, which for the Radak was composed by David in response to his enemy Doeg, who slandered him and betrayed him. In this pasuk that we just read, you will notice immediately the desperation in David's voice. Twice he uses the word, the root, Kuf Resh Aleph, I called upon you. Krosicha, I called upon you. Listen to my voice, Bikori Loch, when I call upon you. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I called you, Chusholi, hasten to me, hurry to me, to help me. Ha'azino Koli, listen to my voice, Bikori Loch. So David is pleading with the Ribono Shel Olam, listen to me. Tikon tefilasi ketores lifonecha. May my tefila be like ketores. Radak ke ketores. Like the incense. Take my prayer as an offering of incense. Masas kapai, my upraised hands, minchas orev, as an evening mincha, as an evening offering. Radak suggests several reasons why David is asking that his prayers be accepted as an evening mincha, an evening meal offering. We understand why he wants his tefillah to be like a ketores, like the incense, because the ketores has special powers that we know about, rescuing powers, salvational powers. So he wants his prayers to be like the ketores. And we would understand why he would want his upraised hands, his verbal prayers, to be like a sacrificial offering, like a mincha. But why minchas erev? Radak suggests that the Minchas Erev is the second mincha offered during the day. The first one was offered in the morning. So he's asking, let this prayer be like the second mincha, which is all that more powerful because it has already been preceded by a mincha. Also suggests Radak, it's possible that, simply speaking, David was reciting this, was addressing this prayer to the Ribono Shel Olam during the evening, toward the end of the day, and that's why he asks for his prayers to be heard like Minchas Orev. Shiso Adonai Shomro Lefi Nitzro Aldal Sifosoi. Ribono Shel Olam, says David, set a guard over my mouth, a muzzle over my mouth, a watch at the door of my lips. Radak points out that this word shomro is not a verb. Usually if you see this word shomro, we think it means she guarded. It's a verb form. Here it's a noun. As Radak says, it's like chochmo, shomro, otzmo, something which watches, something which guards over, something which can control my mouth. Ribono Shlolem, help me control my prayers, Radak Shelo Ekosheil Bisfilosi, so that I not stumble in my prayers. So place a shomra over my mouth, and also place a nitzra, place a guard, similar to shomra, place a monitor over my lips. Nitzra al dal sefosoi. The simple meaning of dal sefosoi, as we translated it, the door of my lips, is that dal is related to the word delis, door. Guard, help me place a guard over the doors of my lips. Of course, the lips are called doors because, like a door which opens and closes, so too lips open and close. Radak, in a beautiful quote, continues and writes, Ra'ui l'mishehu nachon, a person who wants to conduct himself properly, it's only right, la'aso sifosov kedeles, to make his lips like a door, shehu niftoch v'niskor l'tzorech, which opens and closes. A door doesn't open and close for no reason. It doesn't open and close in vain. It opens and closes for entry and for exit. So too, one's lips should open and close only for good reason. The Radak also suggests another meaning of dal sefosoi, not the deles, the door of my lips, but rather my elevated lips, the romamus, the nisius, the high quality of my lips. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Dalu einai lamorom, raise my eyes upwards. So here too, God help me place a monitor, a nitzra, on the words that my lips will raise up to you. Pasuk Dalit. Al tat libi ledovo ro. Do not push aside my heart towards some evil thing. Let my mind not turn to an evil thing. Lehis oleil alilos beresha. To practice deeds of wickedness. Es ishim po ale oven, with men who are evildoers. Uval elcham beman amehem. Let me not feast on their delicacies. Here, David is asking for siyata deshmaya, for the divine assistance of not being swayed, not being misled, not being lured into the ways of the wicked. So he says, watch my lips, Ribono Shlolem. Help me watch my words. Help me watch my prayers. Because if you don't help me, memela, I will fall. I will falter. Al tatli biladov aro. How can the Ribono Shlolem push him to an evil thing? But in the words of Radak, im lo ya'azreyu, if God doesn't help him, harehu ki'ilu matelibo, it's as if God has led him astray. He needs siyata dishmaya. And let me not go along with evil people as they do their wicked things. Uval elcham b'manamehem. Make sure that I do not feast with their delicious foods. I don't want to take part in their celebration. I do not want to be misled by their passions and gross appetites. Yehelmeni tzaddik. Let the tzaddik beat me. I don't want to be with the Rishoyim. I don't even want to have pleasures with them. But with the tzaddik, then I don't care. Let him criticize me. Let him beat me. Yehelmeni tzaddik. Chesed. V'yochicheni. Let him rebuke me I will enjoy, I will grow from the critique, from the scolding, from the negative feedback of the tzaddik. Let the righteous man strike me. Let him reprove me. Shemen Rosh al Yoni Roshi, ki od usafilasi beroosehem. Let my head not refuse such choice oil. David HaMelech looks at the strikings, the beatings, the criticisms of the tzaddik as a delicious oil, a choice oil, shemen rosh, like besomim rosh, the best spice. Besomim rosh means the chief among the spices, the best spices. Shemen rosh means the best oils, the choice oils. Al yoni roshi, let my head not refuse it. Ki od usafilasi bero'osehem. My prayers are still against their evil deeds. Radak looks at this pasuk in some depth. And he says that the criticism directed to me, the rebuke, the tochecha, redirected to me by the tzaddik, the yochicheni, shemen rosh, will be to me like a salve, like a balm, B-A-L-M, like choice oil. And al yoni roshi, that I will not be broken. My head will not be broken by their verbal beatings, because I will take their lessons to heart. Usafila sibra oseyem, because as I gain from the criticisms of the tzaddik, I wish to be careful not to be affected by the ro'osehem, by the evil deeds of the evil doers. Pasuk continues, Pasuk Vov, Nishmitu videi sela shoftehem. These evil doers, they will be pushed off, they will be dislodged from the high rock upon which they stand. Who among these enemies will be so dislodged? Shofteihem, their leaders, their judges. Vishamu amorai ki noemu. And then, when they are pushed off, when those who have misled the other people, the treacherous leaders, and they will fall off their high places, off their pedestals, off their racks, off their cella, then they will listen to my words, because they will find them pleasant. The words of Radak. Perhaps, praise David, ba'avod manhigehem, all these people who are against me, the masses are not against me, their leaders have misled them. And if the leaders are dislodged from their positions of leadership, then the masses yivathru will take a lesson. V'yishmu hatochochos she'ani mochiach osam. And they will listen to the critiques that I will direct toward them. Posuk Vov. Kamo foleach uvokea ba'oretz. Like that when the earth is cleft and broken up, is pierced, is dug up, the earth is dug up and everything is uprooted and overturned. Nifzeru atzomenu lefi she'ol. So our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave. David HaMelech feels himself to be in great danger. Poleach and bokea both mean to pierce or to cleave. Similar words. And the meaning of the pasuk is, just as when a person chops wood or digs in the earth, the cracks in the earth spread this way and that way. When a person chops wood, the splinters fly this way and that way. So, nifzeru atzomenu lefisha'ol. Our bones have been scattered in the same way until we feel close to death. Merov hapachat, because of the great fear, the trembling that we are undergoing. Us, who's the Atzameinu, David praying for himself, and of course for the people who are with him. This pasuk especially, writes Radak, pasuk Zion, especially fits the Radak's opinion that David here is saying this when he and his small band of followers, of faithful followers, are fleeing from Shaul. Pasuk Ches. Ki Eilecha Elohim Adonoi Einoi, B'chocho Sisi Al Ta'ar Nafshi. Ribono Shel Olam, it is to you that I am directing my eyes. I am glancing to you. I am focusing to you. I am looking at you. My eyes are fixed upon you. B'chocho Sisi, I seek refuge in you. Al ta'ar nafshi. Ta'ar, says Radak, means to pour out. Do not let my soul be poured out. It's related to the word vata'ar kado, when Rivka poured out the water from her pitcher. Do not let my soul be poured out from me. Do not let me fail. Do not let me die. Do not put me in jeopardy. But rather, Shomreini midei fach yokshuli. Keep me from the trap which they have set for me. Umokshos po'ale oven. And from the snares of the evil doers. Yiplu v'machmorov rishoim. Let those who have set a trap for me, let them fall into their own nets. Yachad onochi ad e'evor. While I alone pass through unharmed, untrapped, while I do not fall into their traps. For Radak, these last words, Yachad onochi ad e'evor, can be interpreted two different ways. Either hofuch, you have to transpose the words as if it read, ad yachad ad e'evor onochi, which means, I alone will pass through and not be ensnared in the trap that they have set. Or, says Radak, you can explain it b'li hipuch, without transposing the words. Yachad onochi ad e'evor. Here, ad doesn't mean until, but it means adei ad, forever. As the pasuk reads in Yeshaya Samach Dalet pasuk Ches, V'al lo'ad tizkor avon. Do not remember our sins forever. So here, the meaning would be, let them fall into their traps, but I will forever be able to pass through the minefields, confident that I will not get ensnared in their traps. And so we have this powerful tefillah of David HaMelech in Kuf Mem Aleph. He's up against his enemies, and he's relying upon the Siyata Deshmaya to help him in his own ruchnius, to help him remain on the right track, not to follow the ways of the Rishoyim. And also he's asking for Siyata Deshmaya in the Gashmiya sense, against his enemies, those who would set traps for him. Tomorrow, we will turn our attention to Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis.